On April 1, 2018, an Al-Shabaab attack in Somalia killed 59 Ugandan soldiers serving with AMISOM. A common Islamist extremist trope is that foreign forces are invaders which must be chased out. That's why they attack them. Remember the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan way back in 1979? Yeah, I know it was a long time ago, but try to teleport yourself back to those days. This was towards the end of the Cold War, and it certainly ramped up East-West tensions even higher than they had been. We in the West did not do a lot to help the poor Afghan people subject to occupation. Although the US did send weapons to the so-called Mujahideen, those who fought the usurpers were average Afghans as well as the quote-unquote Afghan Arabs, the first real wave of foreign fighters. In the end, they won, and the Soviets fled. The war also helped promote the ideas of Abdullah Azzam, a Palestinian preacher who developed an interesting concept of jihad. I will defer a longer discussion on his ideas and refer you to Thomas Haghammer's excellent biography of Azzam, but I'll cite one small part. The Sheikh said that if a foreign army takes Muslim land, all Muslims have an individual obligation, what's called Fard Ain in Arabic, to go there and expel the enemy. This has become standard fodder in Islamist terrorist group propaganda ever since. You know, you might think that terrorist groups would be loath to take on armies for a very simple reason. Armies are normally bigger and have much greater firepower. This is a real David and Goliath situation. And yet terrorist groups do. A lot. On this day in 2018, the Somalia-based terrorist group Al-Shabaab claimed it had attacked an African Union, or AMISOM, base in Lower Shabelle with two car bombs and subsequent gunfire, killing 59 Ugandan soldiers. Contrarily, a Somali military officer counterclaimed that the attack had been repelled and several terrorists killed. One more, another officer noted there was heavy fighting and we could see smoke rising above the military base. We're left with he said, she said. Al-Shabaab also attacked local civilians, setting houses and shops ablaze. This group shows no signs of weakening despite years of strikes by the Somali National Army, AMISOM, the African Union military mission in Somalia, as well as US drone and airstrikes. And we can expect more attacks on the foreign military presence.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.